The final event in the Athens Olympics will be the men's marathon this Sunday. The last American to win the marathon was Frank Shorter at the Munich Olympics in 1972. Frank Shorter offers this commentary.
The morning of the marathon, I knew I was on the minute I opened my eyes. I'd spent the previous 3 years training up to 180 miles a week for this race. On that ultimate day, my thought was simply, good, I feel good, I'm ready. When the gun went off, I settled near the front of the pack. No one was interested in leading because the marathon was a race of attrition. The herd starts out, people drop off, and eventually you have a winner. My plan was to turn it into a track race. In track races, if you're willing to take the risk, you can throw in surprise surges. If you train to do this, you can recover more quickly than the opposition. You keep doing it until no one covers the next surprise surge, and you win. At 9 miles, the front pack slowed, going around a hairpin turn. My momentum carried me to the front. I suddenly realized I was 5 yards ahead. After about 30 seconds, I looked around and saw the entire field 50 yards behind. I got goosebumps because I suddenly had the advantage. They didn't know the real race had started. I did. I put down my head and ran to get away, just as I had on the playgrounds of my youth. Different games, same strategy. The surge lasted almost 8 miles. At 17 miles, I slowed down to let my body recover, but I didn't look behind. At 23 miles, I was talking myself to the finish. 3 miles, that's not even a third of the distance of your morning run. Remember, at this point in the race, you know you always feel like you're going slower than you actually are. Just run through it. When I reached the tunnel into the stadium, I allowed myself to think about the roar from 70,000 people that was about to happen. I popped out into the light and there was silence. I thought to myself, geez, I'm an American, but give me a break. It turned out an imposter, a German high school student, had run through the tunnel just before me. He had received the roar. Being an Olympic champion is an indelible achievement. There's no feeling of satisfaction like being on the highest step of the awards platform and hearing your national anthem played. I absorbed the moment. Then I put my medal in my gym bag and walked out to catch the last bus back to the Olympic Village. It started to rain, and I managed to cram myself in the last spot on the bus before the door closed. The person in front of me turned around. It was Robert Gegengack, the man who coached me at Yale, the man who had taught me how to coach myself. I told him how the race had unfolded in a way only he could understand. He nodded his head, paused, and said, "Frankie, your life will never be the same." He was right.
Besides his 1972 gold medal, Frank Shorter won the silver in the 1976 Olympic marathon. He runs every day in Boulder, Colorado.